Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And we are visiting with Roxy and Shia.
That's right.
And Roxy and Shia in the past.
Yeah, well, we're visiting with them, and they're visiting with themselves. But their younger selves, remember? In the first part of our unit for this month, our time-traveling Roxy and Shia unit, they went back to kindergarten.
That's right.
To see themselves. They didn't really have, like, a reason to go.
No, they were just kind of remembering
how... They were feeling a little bit old.
Yeah, well, they were also remembering how easy life was back then.
Yeah, that's true.
And colors, you know, and...
If it was Erin and I, we would get out, like, an old photo album, and we might look at some old pictures of when we were kids, but because we don't have a time machine, I'm sorry. But if we did have a time machine, we would go back to visit. What was the name of your kindergarten? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, all I remember, it was in a... I guess it was Emmanuel Baptist Church.
Oh, it was a church kindergarten.
Yes.
Okay. I went to Edinburgh School. The kinder. What was my teacher's name? Ooh.
That's too far back for
That's
me.
That's a tough one. Gabrielle Dodi, Madame Dodi. I don't know. She was French. She was great, though. I do remember enjoying her, and my mom was a big fan, too. Now I want a time machine.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we are thinking about time machines, and we know it's really fun.
Yes.
But we have something important to do.
Yes.
They found a girl there.
Alicia.
Alicia, that they can't really remember who she is.
That's right. Yeah. Shia saw his old buddy, and Roxy saw some of the girls that she used to hang around with. And then there was this third girl, this other girl there they were playing with, Alicia, and neither of them really had a strong memory of her.
Yeah, let's find out who she is right now.
Time travel. Roxy's old friend. Roxy and Shia are still watching themselves as kids.
What happened to Alicia? Did you stop being friends?
She moved to another city with her family, and we lost touch. Now I'm sad, because I forgot about her.
Maybe you can try to find her in the present.
I'd like that. We were really good friends.
They go back to the present. Shia is using his computer.
Look, Roxy, I found Alicia online.
It says she lives in California now. I'm going to get in touch with her.
Maybe you could write her a letter as well.
That's a good idea. I can ask for her address and then send her a letter and a gift.
Shia gets up so Roxy can use the computer.
Word power.
Move, 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 moved, moved. I will move back to Tainan next month because I got a job there. I will move back to Tainan next month because I got a job there. Forget, 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 forgot, forgotten. Oh no, it's starting to rain and I forgot to bring my umbrella with me. Oh no, it's starting to rain and I forgot to bring my umbrella with me. Letter, letter. My grandmother always writes me a letter on my birthday. My grandmother always writes me a letter on my birthday. Address, 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 address. I moved to a new house last month. Here's my new address. I moved to a new house last month. Here's my new address.
Okay, so what are they doing?
Well, they're continuing to sort of do what they were doing earlier. It says Roxy and Shia are still watching themselves as kids. Remember, they're not supposed to talk to themselves. Because you can't do that when you time travel. That would be weird, talking to yourself. But they're watching themselves play, still trying to figure out what's going on with this Alicia girl? Mm-hmm. So Shia asks the question to Roxy. Shia asks, what happened to Alicia? And then he asks, did you stop being friends?
Okay.
All right. Well, before we get to the answer to those two important questions, we have an even more important thing to do. That's right. Magic box time.
Magic box. 找亮点。
哦，线上的所有朋友们，大家好，我是星座专家唐奇阳。大家有没有遇过这种朋友，一下生气，一下开心，前一秒说想吃拉面，下一秒又想吃烧烤，翻脸像翻书一样快，简直要把人逼疯了。最常被说有这种状况的呢，就是我们双鱼座的朋友了。心里呢，就像是有两条鱼儿，一条往东，一条往西，优柔寡断的个性，特别容易把别人逼疯了。英文里面呢也有很多动词呢，就像双鱼座的朋友一样哦，一下后面要加 to 加上原形动词，一下后面又要加上 ving 动名词。更可怕的是这两种不同用法，诶，还有不同意思。你说这种动词是不是跟我们双鱼座一样整死人呢？不要担心，马上呢来介绍一下我们有这些双重人格的动词了。我们呢马上先来看到三大天王。 OK, stop,停下来 ,forget, 忘记了，以及我们 remember, 记得。首先呢，我们看到 stop, 停止这个动词了。我们呢，先拿以下两个句子来看看咯。首先看到 I stopped to watch television at 6 p.m. I stopped to watch TV at 6 p.m.我在六点的时候呢，停下手边的事情，开始看电视。我们看到第二句子了。I stopped watching TV when mom called me. I stopped watching television when mom called me. 妈妈叫我的时候呢，诶，我就停止看电视了。Stop to do something.表示呢停止你正在做的事情，去做后面那件事情，所以呢它就有一点意思是开始做这件事情了。而至于呢我们 stop doing something 则是呢非常简单的停止去做之前不做这件事情了。 OK, 所以呢 stop to do something 跟 stop doing something 事实上呢两个是有一点相反，两个停下来是停下来不同的事情，要特别注意到。另外的两大天王呢，我们则是可以一起记起来了。那呢，就是 remember 记得以及 forget 忘记。比方说呢，妈妈叫你自己设闹钟哦，明天早上呢千万不能迟到了。Remember to set your alarm clock. Remember to set your alarm clock.OK, 或者是呢叫你别忘了设闹钟。Don't forget to set your alarm clock.Don't forget to set your alarm clock. OK, 如果是呢 ,ving 动名词的用法呢 ,I forgot setting my alarm clock, so I set it again. I forgot setting my alarm clock, so I set it again. 我设了闹钟，诶，但是呢我忘记这件事情了，所以呢我又再设定一次了。OK, 所以呢我们的这个 forget doing something 跟 remember doing something 就表示呢你忘了做这件事情，或是呢你记得做这件事情哦，表示呢你已经做过这件事情了。当你睡过头的时候呢，我们打个比方了， I remember setting my alarm clock, butIt didn't ring. OK, 这种事情呢很常发生在我身上。I remember setting my alarm clock, but it didn't ring. OK, 我记得我有设闹钟啊，怎么没有响呢？啊，你现在呢可能在想，这么复杂，有六种诶，三大天王有六种用法，我怎么可能记得起来呢？好的，各位同友呢别激动哦，国师呢现在就要来传授秘诀了。无论呢你是双鱼座的朋友还是双子座的朋友，都能轻松记起来了。首先呢我们看到 to 加上原形动词，就表示呢要去做某件事情，所以呢表示我们后面这件事情还没有完成哦。那加上呢 ving 哦，动名词则是表示呢后面的某件事情已经做过了。 OK, 只要这样子分呢，三大天王 to 后面加上原形动词，或者是后面加上 ving 动名词，都非常清楚咯。
OK, welcome back from Magic Box. Hope you learned a lot about the word stop.
I did.
Good, me too. Alright, well, let's find out the answers.
Alicia,
Yeah, to these questions.
What happened to her?
And are they still friends?
Yeah.
Well, Roxy has an answer. She finally remembers who Alicia is.
Okay.
And so Roxy says she moved to another city with her family, and we lost touch.
Sure. I bet you if I got an old picture of my kinder, there would be certain kids in there. I don't even remember that kid.
Yep, same here.
Because often people do move.
Yeah, you move to another city. Mm-hmm. So let's find out what Alicia did when she moved. This verb is spelled M-O-V-E, move, and we're going to find out about it now. When someone moves, they go to live in a different place. Now, you can move just to a new house or apartment in the same city, or you can move to a whole different city or a whole different country. I moved from Canada to Taiwan in 2005, and I've moved around Taiwan as well, from Kaohsiung to Taipei. Here's an example sentence. I will move back to Tainan next month because I got a job there. I will move back to Tainan next month because I got a job there. Okay, we also learned that when Alicia moved, she lost touch. So this phrase, lose touch with somebody, this is what happens when a friend or someone you know from work or someone you know from anywhere in your life, you stop speaking to them.
That's right. It's not about touching someone. Hey, I lost touch.
No,
it's about you don't communicate anymore. Right. You don't really know where they are or much about their life.
Yeah. Now, this is not usually because you get in a fight, more just because your lives change in different ways and you kind of just stop seeing each other.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Staying in touch or constantly knowing and being in communication, that takes some work, right?
Yeah.
You have to call the person or write the messages, trade messages on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But there are certain people that maybe you weren't friends in school, maybe they moved away, maybe you moved away. Anyways, you're just like, yeah, what happened to that person? I haven't spoken to them in 10 years or don't know anything about them. We lost touch. It's
right.
Okay. It happens.
Well, how does Roxy feel about it?
Well,
now,
Roxy says, now I'm sad. As she's watching Alicia and all the fun they had as kids, Roxy says, now I'm sad because I forgot about her. Not only did she lose touch, she kind of forgot about this girl
entirely.
Yeah, she forgot her name, all this stuff. To forget is a verb, and it's spelled F-O-R-G-E. How is it spelled? T, that's right. I almost forgot how to spell forget. How embarrassing. Yes, to forget is basically to not remember something. When you remember, you have this information in your brain and you can grab it when you need it. But if you forget something, it's something you did know, but for some reason, maybe just time goes by or you don't pay attention, that information almost kind of falls out of your brain or gets erased from the hard drive in your brain. And then you forget, right? For example, like your very first cell phone number. If you've changed numbers a few times, you might, I forget my old phone. 09, I don't really remember. Remember is to keep the memory there, to keep the information there. To forget is to lose the information. Forget, forgot, forgotten. It's an irregular verb. For example, oh no, it's starting to rain and I forgot to bring my umbrella with me. Oh no, it's starting to rain and I forgot to bring my umbrella with me. I left it at home. Darn.
All right, Shia with the ever good ideas in this article.
What's the idea?
Well, Roxy's kind of feeling sad and, you know.
Because she lost touch with Alicia.
Yeah, she's got this time machine, so he brings out the time machine again, and he says, maybe we can try to find her in the present or in the current time right now.
He could use a time machine. He could also try Facebook. Just an idea. But he's got a time machine, so why not use the time machine?
Yeah, get in the time machine, go back home.
That's right. And Roxy, who is feeling a little sad, she really thinks that's a good idea.
What a good brother.
That's right. She says to Shia, I'd like that. We were really good friends. She says, well, if you're a good friend, why did you? Anyways, so they decide to go back to the present time and try to find the older Alicia.
Right. Pretty easy to do in the current time right now. Usually everyone's sort of on the internet somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yep. So the article tells us they go back to the present Shia is now using his computer. All right, so you can imagine he's on Facebook, maybe he's on Instagram, something like that. Here he says, look, Roxy.
Oh.
Good news. I found Alicia online.
Perfect.
Now, this adverb, online, is something you probably hear quite often these days, so we should talk about it. When you do something online, you use the internet to do it. You can shop online. You can read an article online, a newspaper.
Play games.
Yeah, you can play games online. We also use this word quite often as an adjective, which is used a little bit differently. As an adjective, online describes things that are on the internet. So you shop online at an online store. That's an adjective. Online store, online game, online magazine.
Yeah, it's a little bit important because you might think that you use internet because that's where you're doing it. But we wouldn't say an internet store or an internet website or an internet magazine. All of that stuff would be online.
Right.
Means the same thing, but we would use online as an adjective. Okay, so Roxy has found her online and he says, it says... it says she lives in California now.
Ooh.
Wow, that's the information they got online when they found their friend. She moved to another part of America, to California.
All right, nice place to live.
Sure.
As long as it doesn't rain too much or have too many fires.
Or earthquakes.
Yeah, California's a pretty nice place to live.
Apart from that, it's fantastic.
Yeah. All right, well, here's what Roxy is going to do. She continues to say... I'm going to get in touch with her.
Ah.
There's another touch phrase we should talk about. When you get in touch, that means you start speaking or writing to someone. Now, it's the opposite of lose touch. Remember, lose touch means you stop speaking. Get in touch means you start speaking again.
Oh, okay.
Now, it could be that for the first time, you get in touch with someone you don't know for the first time, or you can get back in touch with someone you used to know, but kind of stopped speaking to, and now you start speaking to them again.
And if you communicate with that person quite often, you would just say, yeah, we're in touch.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're talking now, or you talk every day, but it just means I regularly, frequently, quite often talk to that person.
Right.
We're in touch. We got in touch. We're in touch. I hope we don't lose touch.
There we go.
There you go. Let's get back to Shia. What does Shia think they should do to find Alicia? Shia says, maybe you could write her a letter as well.
Oh, that's nice.
That would be a nice idea. If they can find her address, they could definitely write her a letter. Letter is a noun. It's spelled L-E-T-T-E-R. Letter. All right, what is a letter? Well, you might be thinking letters are like the alphabet. A, B, C, D, these are letters. Well, yes, they are. But in this case, no, that's not what we're talking about. In this case, a letter is a written bit of information. When you send an email, that's a letter. It's an electronic letter you send using the internet. But back in the old days, like 20 years ago, we used to write letters on paper. You would write down your message, Dear Mom, I miss you. Please send me some socks. Love, daughter, or whatever. And then you would put it in an envelope. You would close the envelope, put a stamp on it, and then that letter you would put in the mail, and it would be delivered to another place in the world, sometimes quickly. For example, we could say, my grandmother always writes me a letter on my birthday. No emails for grandma. My grandmother always writes me a letter on my birthday. How lovely.
All right, so Shia's found Alicia on the internet here, and Roxy wants to get in touch. She's going to write Alicia a letter.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Roxy says. She says, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I can ask for her address and then send her a letter and a gift.
Well, that's a nice way to try to get in touch with her again.
Okay, so before she can send anything to Alicia, she needs Alicia's address. Address is a noun. It's spelled A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address. And let's find out more about what it is, because it's pretty important. Your address is the details about the house you live in. To get mail or fill out forms that say where you live, you have to give people your address. It usually lists your street, the district you live in, the number of your building, and the number of your house, and of course, your city. Now, these are the most common parts of an address, but it can have more information too. Here's an example sentence. I moved to a new house last month. Here's my new address. I moved to a new house last month. Here's my new address. Just note that you can say that word in different ways.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Shia gets up so Roxy can use the computer.
Oh, thanks,
She'll
Shia.
She'll be looking for the address or the address online. And then hopefully she'll be sending off a lovely package. And we hope that she gets in touch with Alicia, her old kindergarten friend. Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Hey, maybe next month we'll be going to California to see Alicia.
Ooh, in the present? Do we use the time machine to travel in the
present? They could use a bus.
Okay.
Anyway, review time. Let's go check it out.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome back to Review Time. We're going to play another game of Hangman here. This time, it's my neck on the line.
Scary times for you.
Okay.
All right, so I got to pick the word. Well, I'm not going to tell her the word, but I will write the number of letters on my little board here. 1, 2, 3, 4. What word am I doing again? 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
Seven letters. But she doesn't know which ones.
Nope.
The challenge begins.
But I'm pretty good at this game.
Are you? Oh, yep. Look at that. She's on the Canadian Olympic hangman team.
Q is never my first guess.
Q is...
Always my first guess.
E is a very good first guess. And I will have to fill in an E because there is one E right there.
Okay. I'm going to switch away from the vowels. I'm going to go with another common letter.
No A, no I, no O, no U?
No, not yet.
Well,
I'm going to go for a T.
A T. Interesting. You see, with so many other... I would have guessed another vowel, maybe. But you're going to guess a T.
I'm going to guess a T.
That is a great guess, because there is no T.
Ooh.
So I draw your head here.
Okay.
Your head's in the noose, lady.
Okay, all right.
You're getting in trouble.
Okay, well, I'll go back to the vowels then. I'm going to try an A.
An A. I should have just kept my mouth quiet, my mouth shut, because there is an A.
Yes.
Right at the beginning, of course, if you get the first letter, that makes things easier, doesn't it?
Because I can go, I don't know how many syllables there are yet. But I'm going to go for an S.
An S.
I think I know what it is.
See, I was betting that she wouldn't do this, but now she's done this, it's going to make it easy. Because, if I can do an S backwards. Is that an S?
It is an S.
Okay, there are two S's.
I know what this is.
Oh, no.
I wrote one of these yesterday.
Oh,
it's
no.
an address.
Yes, it's an address. Or, again, I'm going to have to do the D the right way. There we go. And here would be the letter R.
Good backwards writing.
Thank you very
much.
You see, what I was betting was she wouldn't get them. And so she'd be very confused because she wouldn't know that, see, there's two here that are the same. And there's two here that are the same. Now, if she doesn't get them, that can be very confusing.
Because
she's like, well, there's nothing that fits in there. What's the same letter? But
I got it.
If she gets them, it makes the puzzle fill up much faster.
Right.
So there you go. A little bit of hangman strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Have a go at it. There are a few other words you can use there. And then once you get bored with that, use any other word in the world except the word dad or mom.
Oh, those are kind of easy.
Those
but
are pretty easy. Don't use those ones.
Try to get some hard ones.
Yeah.
All right.
Encyclopedia.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay, well, we have to say goodbye. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Time machine. That'd be a good one.
Time travel. Roxy's old friend. Roxy and Shia are still watching themselves as kids.
What happened to Alicia? Did you stop being friends?
She moved to another city with her family, and we lost touch. Now I'm sad, because I forgot about her.
Maybe we can try to find her in the present.
I'd like that. We were really good friends.
they go back to the present. Shia is using his computer.
Look, Roxy, I found Alicia online.
It says she lives in California now. I'm going to get in touch with her.
Maybe you could write her a letter as well.
That's a good idea. I can ask for her address and then send her a letter and a gift.
Shia gets up so Roxy can use the computer. Move, 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 moved, moved. I will move back to Tainan next month because I got a job there. I will move back to Tainan next month because I got a job there. Forget, 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 forgot, forgotten. Oh no, it's starting to rain, and I forgot to bring my umbrella with me. Oh no, it's starting to rain, and I forgot to bring my umbrella with me. Letter, letter. My grandmother always writes me a letter on my birthday. My grandmother always writes me a letter on my birthday. Address, 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 address. I moved to a new house last month. Here's my new address. I moved to a new house last month. Here's my new address.